If you could please call the next item.
Item 97, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Beaverton and Metro to revise the urban service boundary for the unincorporated areas between the cities of Beaverton and Portland.
Great. Good morning.
Mayor Wheeler, members of the council, my name is Al Burns. I'm a planner with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. This is the second of several agreements. Back in June, council adopted a new comprehensive plan map. Most people regard the map as just a map of permitted land use designations by type and intensity, but it also includes some other features. One of those is what we call our urban services boundary, which is an area outside the city limits for which the city commits itself to provide either existing or future urban services. It's also marks the limit of permitted expansions for further annexations. Questions?
This
is the second agreement. When we put the new comp plan map together, we worked with all our neighboring cities. Adopting this line on the map was the land use decision. This agreement clarifies what it means and how we will observe it. Basically, the city of Portland agrees not to serve or annex beyond the line, and Beaverton does as well. One of the things that's a little bit different about this agreement is it follows through on a disagreement we had in the 1990s where we couldn't come to a service agreement, and Metro made that decision for us. So this agreement provides minor modifications to the agreement that was made for us by Metro in 1997. It provides in some instances that Beaverton may ask, and this or a future council may consider future de-annexations from Portland to Beaverton. Council's not obligated to do that, but the Metro agreement and this agreement would require the council to at least consider those future agreements. The other agreements we will have with the other cities don't seem to have any peculiarities, and if it meets the council's approval, my proposal would be to have those on future consent agreements rather than items that take time.
Very good. Any council questions? Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I didn't have sign-up sheets, but there are people who want to testify.
And I want to remind people that testimony on regular agenda items has to be germane to the item that is under discussion. Please call the first testimony. Thanks, Mr. Burns. You might stick around in case anybody has any follow-up questions. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and about Beaverton and Portland and being annexed, I heard that Donald Trump wants to cut food stamps in Beaverton, so maybe we should make it a part of Portland since I get food stamps. And they will stop doing that. And number two is there's a lot of cutting-edge science done in Beaverton. There's the Oregon Primate Center. Some Russian doctor injects people's stem cells into their brains. That's very controversial here in Portland. But they do it in Beaverton, so again, maybe we should, Portland should annex and do modern stem cell research and make sure that Donald Trump doesn't cut food stamps.
Thank you.
In Beaverton.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Charles Johnson. And in the scope of entering into an intergovernmental agreement with Beaverton and or Metro about the fuzzy, unincorporated areas in between, I think it's very important that the city consider the bigger context of dealing with Beaverton. Beaverton is like an abused spouse and a little bit untrustworthy. Beaverton refuses to get fair taxes from its largest employers. I don't know the history of intergovernment relationships between Beaverton and the city of Portland, other than they're happy to send their police over here, either as part of the TriMet police or otherwise. But when we talk about de-annexation and stuff like that, I think that it's a little bit disappointing that there's not a clear vision of what the municipal governments in this fuzzy boundary area should look like and how the residents and the small businesses in those areas can be empowered to see Nike and other major employers in Beaverton, our partners in our neighbor city, pay fair taxes. So when we deal with Beaverton, Let's help them. Let's help them get adequate revenue to sustain their public services and make sure that revenue doesn't fall on ordinary people when there's very high profit corporations there that could take care of their citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. If you could state your name for the record, please.
Star Stoffer. My concern about this is a kind of along the lines of Charles here, but it also concerns the houseless that are going to fall through the cracks during this talks of annexation. And since there is no true municipal government to, cover this boundary, there are several families, several individuals that are falling through the cracks because of that as well. And this just goes further to show that Portland and Beaverton have no sustainable plan to combat this issue. So I'm thinking that if this is going to be a real discussion, that I would like to challenge this city council and that of Beaverton as well to make sure that they hold that up as a priority during those discussions, because those people matter, because houseless lives matter.
Thank you. This is a is there other testimony on this? This is a non-emergency item. It moves to second reading. Carla, if you could please call.